Noah's Ark. Now, is it big enough for dinosaurs?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, could Noah have fit all those land animals, even dinosaurs, on the ark?
Well, when we opened our museum a few months ago, I probably did more than 100 media interviews. And the number one topic for the media to discuss was dinosaurs. They wanted to know why we use them throughout the museum as we present the true history of the world. Some of the reporters scoffed about our belief that dinosaurs were on Noah's Ark. They would ask such things as, how could Noah have fit all those animals on the Ark? There's just no way there was an Ark. I would sometimes respond, well, tell me, how many animals do you think were needed on the Ark? The response was typical, well, I don't know. Then I'd ask, well, tell me, what size was the Ark? Well, the usual response, I don't know that either. You know, that's interesting. Just think about it. When an unknown number of animals can't fit on an unknown sized ship, the whole thing's supposed to be a fairy tale. Remarkable. You know, the ark was enormous. There was actually plenty of room for all the kinds of land animals needed. Noah didn't need to take a coyote or a jackal, a fox or a great dane. He just needed two dogs to represent the dog kind. Actually, he needed far fewer animals than what most people realize.
So what else can we say about dinosaurs being on Noah's Ark? Ken Ham tackles that question in a booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Read that booklet free on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.